Why won't you just stay over there? So I said, I am sorry, it is not safe over there. And he said, I know you died over there. I know you're only in my head. He looked at me for a long time. His eyes were red and they were flickering around the room. I moved closer to him, but he started shouting. He said, if you come closer, I will step off this chair. So I stopped. I said, why are you doing this? He answered in a very quiet voice. He said, because I've seen the person I am. I said, but you are a good person, Andrew. You care about the way the world is. I read your articles in the Times when I was learning English. Andrew shook his head. He said, words are nothing. The person I am is the person you saw on that beach. He knows where the commas go, but he wouldn't cut off one finger to save you. So I smiled at him and I said, it doesn't matter. Look, I am here. I am alive. And he thought about this for a long time. He said, what happened to the girl who was with you? So I said, she is fine. She could not come here with me, that is all. He looked into my eyes then. He looked and looked until I could not look him in the eyes any more, and I had to look down at the floor. And then he said, liar. Then he closed his eyes and he stepped off the chair. The noises he made from his throat, it was like the noises my sister made while they killed her. Lawrence held on to the kitchen worktop. Shit, he said. I tried to help him, but he was too heavy. I could not lift up his body. I tried until I was exhausted, and I was crying, but I could not take the weight off the cord. I pushed the chair under his legs, but he kicked it away. After a long time, he stopped struggling, but he was still alive. I could see his eyes watching me. He was spinning round on the cord.